Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. Smile to Mark Philby Jim. My pleasure to be here with you today, as well as a mission and a calling. And some days are just a little rougher than others. And I'm not sure how today's show is going to go, but I've got a topic that's it's a tough one for all of us. But sometimes we have to face the tough situations and the most difficult times in our lives. And sometimes we have to face up and be responsible. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father of God, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask, Father, that you will instill in this nation again how precious life is. Bring us to our knees in the reality of our sins here in the USA. Protect those who are fighting for truth and for life and for liberty. May it not be enough for us to pursue happiness until we defend life and happiness for the innocent. Be with our leaders, Father. Prick their hearts with your truth and love, genuine love for the people of this nation and for you. Bless today's show, O God. We attack a very difficult topic. And in all reality, the answer, the solution to all the issues we talk about is you. America needs you, most gracious Heavenly Father. We need your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness. And we need to be able to instill that in those around us. May we be able to show love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Rudy reminded me this morning that today is the remembrance of Holocaust. And the UN is calling for many things, but to remember this horrific event in the history of this world. But I say to you, the Holocaust of America continues. Today there will be more ceremonial remembrances of 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust and millions of other victims of Nazism. It's a good thing to remember. We should. We should remember, and we should be disgusted by the dark evil that took place. But are we? Do our hearts wrench and ache for what took place? The gassing, the starvation, the torture, the executions of lives. How can I ask such a thing? How do I dare suggest that life is no longer held precious or sacred? Abortion. America is guilty of removing millions, not thousands, but millions of lives. Worldwide, just in the 27 days of 2021, 3,080,000 babies have been taken in abortion. In the U.S., in the last 47 years, 61 million babies have been taken by abortion. The U.S. so far this year, well, the USA, where nearly half of the pregnancies are unintended, and 4 in 10 of these are terminated by abortion. There are over 3,000 abortions per day in the United States. 22% of all pregnancies in the U.S., excluding miscarriages, this is just abortions. 22% end in abortion. So if you add that up, multiply it by 27, those 3,000 abortions, just in the 27 days of 2021, The U.S. alone has taken approximately 81,000 lives. And we dare to think bad of Hitler and the Holocaust. This is abhorrent. How dare we pretend we value life? Those murdered innocent babies sacrificed for convenience. Not to save the life of the mother, but for the convenience. We have become a spoiled people, regardless of color, yet the abortion clinics target the poor neighborhoods. Margaret Sanger, its founder of Planned Parenthood, wanted to use abortion as one tool to eliminate people of color and persons who were disabled. She believed in a perfect white race. The Democrats honor Margaret Sanger. Hillary Clinton said she admires her. Regardless of one party pushing abortion, murder by tax dollars, we all must take partial blame, for we did nothing. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and I will add to for good women to do nothing. Oh, we pointed fingers. We shame, shame, shame. But we did nothing to help the situation. America, we claim to honor freedom. We once acknowledged God, but we became godless and selfish people, willing to sacrifice a life for another, for the convenience of our own. The pandemic has taught us nothing. We give a body count every single day from the pandemic, but unborn babies no longer have value unless we choose to acknowledge their lives. Otherwise, they're just a piece of tissue that needs to be removed. There was a commercial for life out one time, and it was a mother saying she had been pro-choice abortion. Then she said, then I was pregnant. And I thought, why is it only a life when I choose to say it's a life? Yes, today we remember what was a horrific time. A horrific evil man did what he did, destroying over 6 million lives and devastating the world with his inhumane ways. And remember, others helped him. Planned Parenthood is a business. Life means nothing to them, but dollars do. Your dollars do. It's not enough to kill our own babies unborn. We need to fund other countries now, in particular Africa. When did taking the life of another become a human right? America's Holocaust continues. How dare we complain about communism or Nazism? How dare we call out those that we believe did evil? For America is guilty. You know, I have some statistics here that I'm going to share with you. There are certain news sources that I have continually told you to use. Lifenews.com is one of them. And it's an excellent source for information on abortion and other things. They follow this stuff politically. And I have quite a few statistics there to share with you here in the show. I'm concerned because it's not just those that are having abortions or that are doing the abortions. It's us who are doing nothing to stop it. Remember the group Rescue? And the left had them arrested for standing outside abortion clinics. Now, there were terrible people that went and bombed and did nasty things. But the peaceful protesters were arrested for standing out and blocking the way of an abortion clinic. Maybe that's not the way to do it. But doing nothing is not saving lives. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. In talking about abortion today, because, you know, January is Sanctity of Life Month. And Sanctity of Life Sunday was last Sunday, was the 17th. That's not last Sunday, that was a week ago, wasn't it? But it shouldn't be something that we only think about one month or one day out of a year. When you think that 3,000 babies are aborted in America every single day. Planned Parenthood received $1.6 billion of your tax dollars to promote its abortion agenda. You know, we couldn't get the Democrats or the Republicans, mainly the Republicans. I'm going to talk about them because the Democrats are full speed ahead on abortion. They can't kill enough babies. They're like bloodthirsty animals. But the Republicans claim that they uphold life. And yet, in 2012, when we gave the Republicans the majority, they did nothing to defund Planned Parenthood. There's no reason tax dollars should go to Planned Parenthood for abortions. None. Zero reasons. None. No, they don't do mammograms. A new GAO report presents a very disturbing picture of how America's biggest abortion business receives a massive amount of taxpayer funding to further its abortion agenda. In 2019, pro-life representatives Vicki Hartzler from Missouri, Pete Olson from Texas, and Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, led over 120 House and Senate members in a letter to the Government Accountability Office, that's the GAO, requesting data on federal taxpayer dollars received by pro-abortion groups. Last week, the GAO issued the report that covers a three-year period from fiscal years of 2016 and 2018. It took them that long? Now, this is big stuff here of how your tax dollars are being abused and used for something that you don't agree with. Your faith doesn't believe in abortion. You believe in life. You believe life is precious. Requested by pro-life members of Congress to expose how pervasive its taxpayer funding is, the GAO report indicates pro-abortion groups, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Marie Stopes International, MSI, and International Planned Parenthood Federation. How many do they have, folks? Received a massive amount of American tax dollars. In total, the pro-abortion groups received $1.8 billion, not million, billion dollars in taxpayer money in a three-year period. The period covers the last year of the Obama administration and the 2 years of Trump administration. While President Obama pushed abortion funding and tax funding of pro-abortion groups to the largest extent he possibly could, President Donald Trump immediately took efforts to cut off funding for Planned Parenthood's international affiliate, which opted out of funding programs because it refused to abide by Trump pro-life rules requiring it to stop promoting and performing abortions. As a result of this, a future GAO report covering later Trump years should show the IPPF and the MSI losing the revenue stream. That would lower the total amount of taxpayer funding going to those pro-abortion groups by over $107 million. Planned Parenthood funding continues despite the big efforts of pro-life advocates. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Congress doesn't fight it harder, particularly the Republicans? President Trump cut Planned Parenthood domestic funding in multiple areas, and although Planned Parenthood took each funding cut to court with some success, while he could cut off some funding, the overwhelming revenue stream for Planned Parenthood comes from funds via, listen to this, Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIP, which is Children's Health Insurance Program. Congress controls these. When Republicans ran the House, they passed a bill to defund Planned Parenthood, but Democrats in the Senate killed it via, guess what, a filibuster. That's why they want to kill the filibuster now, because they intend to keep the power. With Democrat running the House and the Senate and pro-abortion Joe Biden in the White House, Planned Parenthood funding is expected to expand even further. Looking more closely at the GAO report, there's an obvious breakdown here we're going to give of where the $1.8 billion of funding for pro-abortion actually went, what groups it went to. It says Planned Parenthood received a total of $1.6 billion federal taxpayer dollars, averaging $533 million per year. Now, remember, we've talked about this in the past. It's been a while since we did, but they received something like 40 or 47% of their revenue from tax dollars. Totally wrong. Totally unconstitutional. But you know, a lot of things Congress does is unconstitutional. Just like in this impeachment sham that's going on again. $304 million from grants and cooperative agreements, and $1.3 billion from Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIP. This accounts for 81% of all federal funds received. The six PPFA affiliates that received the most funding include Planned Parenthood Marmonte, Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino, Bernardino counties, I can't talk, Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest, Planned Parenthood of Los Angeles, Planned Parenthood of Northern California, and Planned Parenthood of New York City. 21 out of about 50 total PPFA affiliates received at least $21 million federal taxpayer dollars. America's Holocaust continues. And all those of us who claim that we are hold life precious, and I'm talking to Beth too, what do I do to stop it? The International Planned Parenthood, which is another group, I didn't know how many foundations and groups and federations they call it, received a total of $20.96 million federal taxpayer dollars. Reportedly, now remember, the head of Planned Parenthood makes $500,000 a year. Reported expending a total of $15.55 million federal taxpayer dollars. 95% of these expenditures went towards supporting international family planning organizations. They're not planning the families, they're killing them. I never understood that word. It goes on and explains each one of these. It breaks them down. But basically, the GAO report shows a disturbing and shameful trend where our federal government spends its taxpayer money funding and subsidizing Planned Parenthood and other abortion giants, all while destroying human dignity with every life that's lost. Representative Vicki Hartzler said, "We must end this horrific misuse of taxpayer funds. Work to divert the $1.8 billion away from pro-abortion groups and find real," here's this word, "equitable opportunities benefiting women and children that the American people actually support. Why don't we find a planned family group? They could use the money. We have a lot of families that would benefit from money and health care instead of the killing of babies. $1.8 billion. How many children, how many families would benefit with that money? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have a chance to listen to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have in my hand something that I receive a little something from this gentleman every morning. I'm not in a special way. I just signed up for it. You can get it, too. But it's Ed Martin. Ed Martin is a Missourian here, and he has continued the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle. And he does a talk show himself, and it's called Pro America. And he usually sends out a good morning message about what he's going to talk about, I think, that day. And he says, "Everyone has heard that the first impressions matter. That is especially true when you're talking about presidential administration. President Trump's first impression was an America First warrior, which is an image he carried throughout his 4 years in office. President Biden's first impression, as set by his inauguration speech, whose cabinet picks and early executive orders, paint him as a mouthpiece for the far-left agenda. Don't expect this impression to fade. First impressions are usually forever impressions." You know, I did get kind of a kick out of how Trump's impressed the mainstream media with his inaugural address, which I thought was a great speech. Great points he made. He's not always the best deliverer of speeches. I thought, and I got tired of listening and turned it off, I will confess, but I thought the inauguration speech of, and any speech that Joe Biden does, is just full of cliches. And I find myself doing that from time to time. you know, it's easy to pull out the cliches and make a point that way. Easier to remember, too, if you have a memory problem. We're in trouble, America. You know, and we can see it. We just, what do we do about it? Beth, you talk about can I do about abortion and I'm doing nothing. What should I do? Well, let's think about that. Let's pray about that. What can we do? Can you call, write your representative? Now, there's some of you that say, I bet that doesn't do any good, but it does. If they receive enough. And let me explain something to you. January 6th, what scared those left people was not the few that did break into the Capitol. It was the fact that there was 1 million American citizens in that city there to have their voices heard. That's what scared them. But the left has grown with great strength. And if you remember, in fact, one of you get a big kick out of it every now and then, you send me a quote. There was a book I read to my children when they were small. It was a Berenstain Bear book. I love those books. But it was explaining the words inside, outside, and upside down. And they were in a box. And they were in the box inside. They were inside the box. Then the box was outside. They were inside the box outside. Then the box was turned over. And they were inside the box outside, upside down. Inside, outside, upside down. It just went on and on to explain that. What that meant. For small children. But America is inside, outside, upside down in a whole different manner. We've got people telling us, but you don't know what sex you are. Just because you have these parts doesn't mean you're male or female. Well, of course it does. These are the same people that are saying follow the science. These are the same people that are telling you the world is going to end because of climate change, global warming, global cooling, existential threat. It's going to happen. But it didn't. Not one of their predictions have ever been truth. And they've never been based on true science. Science is never over. It's never settled. Because science is the curiosity to continue to find out why this works, what makes this happen, what is the progression, what is the history of this. And it's not behind them. The only science that's behind them are the paid and bought scientists. Every scientist that agrees with climate change has been paid, guess what, tax dollar money. And they must come to the same conclusion. We're in an existential threat. It's a lie. The fact that a baby is just tissue and that abortion is not murder is a lie. The fact that they want you to believe that you're whatever sex you want to be is an evil lie. It's all evil. Well, I read this article this morning, and I thought I would share it with you, but it's really, really long, so I can't do that. And we are having some audio problems, and we haven't been taking phone calls, and I want you to know that I haven't forgotten you. But this is an opinion, and it's done by Elise Smith, and he said, the world watches while the U.S. elite wages war on America. He goes in this article, and he says, what do you think the world thought? You know, these Congress people like Pelosi, they all said, I was just scared for my life. I was scared for my life. Nobody had guns except their guys. Now, I'm not saying that this was not something to complain about. What I'm saying is they've escalated it, just like they do for everything. They escalate everything to make it an existential threat. And so, this same people, this same party that has been okay with burning buildings, looting buildings, killing people in the streets, funding them, getting their tails out of jail, bailing, putting up bail money, starting GoFundMes for the bad guys, they bring in 25,000 National Guard to protect their building for a nearly virtual inauguration. And yet the troops are still there. There's been a few of them that have left, but every governor in the states should bring those National Guards back home. Everyone. There is no existential threat there. It's all a hoax. Yes, there were some in the crowd who dared to enter unlawfully and violently by smashing windows and pushing their way through the doors of the Capitol. And there were some rowdies. But they weren't armed. Now, what do you think these countries think that have this go on every single day where the military of that particular country is shooting its or beating its protesters in the street? The protesters are throwing things, kind of like what happened in Portland and still is happening in Portland. You know, they're lighting those arrows. Can they do that? And that's okay. But that didn't happen in D.C. Now, there were people that were planning it, but they planned it long before President Trump gave a speech. And they weren't necessarily Trump supporters. There were a few that went in that door that shouldn't have gone in. None of them should have gone in the door. But there were a few Trump people that did it. But they weren't the ones who came with repelling equipment and ropes. And they did find a vehicle that had some Molotov cocktails, whatever, those bottles, bombs that they throw. America is in trouble. And I'm going to once again say it's our fault, America. It's our fault. So what do we do about it? We have to be active citizens. I know we're getting persecuted. They want to do away with this. That's what this article is talking about. They want to have your approval for going after Trump supporters. How dare they call the Constitution? How dare they stand on the Bill of Rights? How dare they say freedom and liberty? How dare they say make America great again? America was never that great to begin with, says Cuomo. How dare he, as he sits in his ivory palace. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Okay, okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's
PrepareWithBethAnn.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to TSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann, we're in the final segment of today's show. Everybody's talking about the impeachment. It's going on, and it's a terrible thing. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. I don't know what else to say about it. But it's a distraction, and it's an attack on America, on the over 70-some million people that voted for President Donald J. Trump. Well, there was more than that, but we won't get into that. But we have five so-called Republican senators that voted with the Democrats to impeach a president wrongfully. When we say, what can you do? Wyoming's going after Liz Cheney. Give them a little pat on the back, okay? So here are the ones who did this dastardly deed. It's Senator Susan Collins. She barely made it through her election, if you remember. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. How much good did Donald Trump do for Alaska with the fracking and with the oil and the pipelines? Mitt Romney turns on Utah. Ben Sasse turns, not the first time, he's turned on Nebraska. And Pat Toomey, his dog's just about out of this race because he's going to retire. Those are the five. You need to call your senator who stood strong and tell them thank you. And if these are your senators, the other ones, you need to call them and tell them, it's time you retired. Get out of town. You're not representing the people of the state any longer. Do us all a favor and get out of town. That's the cowboy way, Democrats claim they want to unify this country. But we all know that impeaching a president who's now a private citizen is not going to unify. And this is coming from Rand Paul. He gave quite a speech yesterday. I'm sure you can go online and see it. Or I could give it to you now, but I'm not gonna. I'm no Rand Paul. I'm going to go back to this article that I was telling you about as we close. You need to understand
the severity of what this nation is going through. We're very divided. Yet I don't believe it's quite the 50-50 they all keep telling us it is. You know, somebody here on Facebook, by the way, Kate, happy birthday. She said that she has a friend in Serbia who told her that not much information of what's going on in the U.S. is being broadcast or is even available via other media sources in the country. Isn't that interesting? Media today is a propaganda. Now you can say, well, Beth, aren't you just, well, I'm a lot of opinions, that's for sure. I'm trying to tell you what I think this nation should be, what it was developed to be, what it was created to be, and then where it is right now. In this article, he says, well, it began before then, but he's talking about the Democrats taking over and their attack on the American citizens. He said it began in December of 2016 when Barack Obama instructed his director of the Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, to delegitimize his successor by assessing he would helped to the presidency by a foreign power, Russia. Subsequently, the robust support of the prestige media organizations and the rest of the elite's ideological apparatus, the academy, think tanks, and Hollywood, and so on, half the country invested its political convictions and mental health in a conspiracy theory. We listened for years, and then the truth comes out. They impeached a president wrongfully over information that was false. It was a frame-up. And now that's all been exposed, but nobody's apologized. Nobody said, oopsie, because they did it on purpose. That's what a frame-up is. And today they're trying to impeach him again. China, the communist government, is being aggressive because they don't have Trump to stop them. They have Biden in their pockets. And we know that. Those who elected him did it out of not ignorance because they're not smart, but because they're not informed. So many times people don't think outside the box. They don't try to see through. You know the old saying, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? We're all like that. Well, so they came to get my neighbor's guns. You know, he was a little weird anyway. I'm not going to worry about it. It didn't happen to me. I was reading an article, an old article of Derry Brownfield. So I'm getting ready to write something, not in the same context as him, but using some of his wisdom. And remember I talked about the wildebeest the other day? Well, he talked about the another animal called the gnu. They'll watch while one of their, you know, the lions love them. You know, they lick them up like candy. And when a lion attacks one of theirs, you know, they just continue. They'll look up and see, oh, yeah, got him. Oh, poor Joe. Then they go back to grazing. Thankful that it wasn't them that was taken. But the wildebeest circles with their heads out, their horns, when the lion or the wolves come to feast. And they put the young in the middle and they protect them. America needs to be the wildebeest. We need to circle around and protect the unborn. We need to circle around and protect liberty. Freedom for our children. Excuse me. We need to be like the wildebeest. The lion attacks. Every day. Evil lurks, seeking whom they may devour. America is under attack. Rural America is under attack. This is the only talk show that I know of coming out of rural America for rural America. It's yours. You know that, right? We believe in small town USA. We believe in the farmers and the ranchers and the truck drivers and the producers. We believe in them. I believe in America. I believe we have many Americans that have been led astray out of ignorance, out of misinformation. They're being told and they're buying it that they're victims and that we're a terrible, mean nation and the world is suffering because America is broken. How do we fix it? Liberty is always in the hands of the people. But first, we must thirst and hunger for our righteousness of our God, and we must lust for liberty in our hearts and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.